Good evening, folks. Mr. K with you live on CKMS 1027. This is My Audio Face, and we are real excited. We have Lutharo in house. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Awesome. Why don't we start from right to left with intros so we know who's here?
I'm John. I'm a guitar player.
Hey, John.
I'm Victor. I'm also a guitar player.
Victor.
I'm Rusty. I like to think I'm a bass player.
Rusty the bass player.
And I'm Krista. I'm the lead vocalist.
Krista, welcome. Thanks so much for coming out, guys. And we should mention, of course, you guys do have a drummer, just not here, and that would be Cody.
Yes.
So, yes, it's not a drumless band. So, Lutharo out of Hamilton, thanks for making the trip up here, guys. Let's start with, speaking of trips, you had your first, was it your first out-of-province show this past weekend?
Yep.
And tell us about that, one of you guys, or whoever wants to go ahead.
We played with Profaner, the Profaner.
The. Please don't forget that.
Right? At the Piranha Bar, and most of Montreal is shut down due to construction, so it's super fun. If anybody's listening and they're going to be going to Montreal, it's it's enjoyable to get through the city. any other?
It was a very, very good turnout for all the bands. For Lutharo's first outing, there was a lot of people watching, and it was quite successful, I would say.
Right on.
A little more successful than ours, even.
Then
Profaner set.
Oh no! What happened? Was there some glitch that we need to hear about?
No, it was just Lutharo was just so awesome that everybody watched them.
That's right.
Right on.
And by them, we mean you.
Us.
Right on. And slight unplanned extended stay in Montreal.
Yeah, unfortunately. It wouldn't be rock and roll if your van doesn't break down, right?
Right on. So you made it back. So we are Wednesday night. So you were supposed to be back Sunday. You made it back Monday night.
Yeah. Right in time for the snow.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, we're glad you made it back, and we're super glad that you guys came out here. And so, how long have you been together as a band then? It's not that long.
We've been together as a band for about 4 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have one single. Is it a released single?
Yeah.
Or it's unreleased? It's released. Okay. So we'll play that in a little bit. And is your next show coming up, Battle of the Bands? Or do you have something before that?
No, we're playing the Corktown in Hamilton with Profaner and Operas.
Oh, okay.
This Saturday, actually. And then next Saturday, we're going to play the Battle of the Bands.
So Feb 3rd is at the Corktown?
Yes.
Cool? Okay. Which you guys have played at. Is that sort of your go-to place for now?
It's one of them.
One of them? Yeah. You're like, you're covering a lot of Hamilton?
Yeah. There's only so many venues in Hamilton, so it's like, once you played them, you kind of just do the circle again.
Well, that's, that's good. So before I forget, so Feb 3rd, Corktown, and then, of course, Feb 10th is Battle of the Bands at the St. Hollywood. And so was that something, is this the first year you guys participate in that?
It's actually the second year.
Okay.
We participate in that.
There's got to be a story here.
Well, Rusty's chuckling because...
Well, okay, as Lutharo, this is the first, this is the second year Lutharo enters. Is that what
That's
I'm
correct.
Hearing, Victor? Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
This year they don't have Profaner in the mix, so,
For the listening audience, do you maybe want to tell us the backstory there? So Profaner participated in 2016, because 2017
correct.
there was no Battle of the Bands.
I like to think that Canada rocked it so hard every year. Every year Canada's done very well in the battle. So I figured, Canada, have a seat. Let somebody else take a turn. So I like to think we caused that.
That is kind of what happened. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Vesperia won 2015, Profaner won 2016. And then we're not talking just Canada. You guys won worldwide.
We came in second.
Second, okay.
And there was also Crimson Shadows who came in first in 2013.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, and then so 2017 Canada was like, let another part of the world participate. And then back this year. So you guys feeling pretty good.
Yeah, right on.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah, and do you have some? So you've been up there though. You went up.
I've been up there.
And do you think now were you there as well John?
No, I was not.
Okay.
No.
So when you went...
I was in spirit, though.
He was in spirit with us.
Okay.
I have a little locket with Jonathan's picture in my pocket. Oh. I always take out just to play a show.
Okay. Oh. How was that received at the Piranha Bar? Did that sort of take it over the top?
My locket? Oh, I don't show it to anybody.
Oh, you just... Oh, this is backstage.
I just found out about it now.
Yeah, I thought you literally on stage just before you play, you take it out and you're like...
You're not just there in spirit, buddy.
Oh,
no
way.
Oh, no, that's all right. That's good. Yeah. So on that note, do you feel like having done it yourself and gone through not only the grueling of winning, but then I'm more thinking the physical. You actually, you know, it's one thing to win. Germany's not like next door.
No, it is not. Right. And going over there, like, you know, there's things you have to think about. You know, you can't bring all of your regular gear with you, so you're only bringing your one guitar with you, your one bass guitar. Drummers are pretty much SOL.
Sticks.
Yeah, they're bringing their sticks. Craig, I don't believe, even brought his pedals with him, so I think he literally just brought sticks with him. So you kind of have to use somebody else's gear at that point. Well, Vakken provide you with, like, amazing gear, but it's still not your gear. So
the guitarist has their guitar.
Guitar only, not their head, not their pedals, just their...
Just the guitar, the bass, obviously, and that's it. But the drummer, sticks. Wow.
Just the sticks. So yeah. That's a little hurdle that definitely was, you know, not the hugest hurdle, because the gear was very, very well maintained. It was professional gear. It wasn't just like, oh, I got this drum set in my basement. Yeah, let's throw that up on stage. No, it was very well.
No, but it's not stuff that you're used
exactly.
to. So
Yeah.
If you're particular about anything.
Okay. Well, that's pretty exciting. And now, do you know there's, what is it, four? Is there four bands playing... I know Death Perception's one of the other ones, because they're coming on the show next week.
There's five bands.
There's five playing that night? Okay.
Well, us plus four bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know all of them?
Only two of them.
Okay.
We know Scum, and we know Death Perception.
Yeah.
That's it?
Too sure of the other bands.
No. Yeah, but overall, it's sort of like a friendly competition.
Yeah.
Like, hey, of course we want to win, but, you know...
Well, these types of things are always a good thing, because it brings out the best out of everybody, right?
Yeah.
So, win or lose, you have to put in 110%. And this kind of, you know, unites everybody, and it's just like, all right, you know, even though these bands are our friends, we still, everybody wants to win, and so it just makes everybody that much better, right?
Right.
So, it's a really good thing.
Yeah. No, it's pretty exciting. You know, it's surprising, and it's not, in a way that Canada's won. I mean, that's my lens anyway, so I couldn't tell you what the scenes are like anywhere else to know if they're just not competing. But I don't know. You would think, just from a volume perspective, maybe the U.S. would manage to put out, you know, but is it just not...
Well, it could also be because they're not, they don't accept bands that are on record labels.
Right.
So perhaps per capita, the U.S. has more bands on record labels. And so therefore that talent is already ineligible to even enter.
Right, right.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, perhaps per capita Canada is just better.
Yeah. We could also do it that way.
Yeah. Right on. Let's play a tune here. You guys gave me a few different bands. I didn't really ask who liked what or what song, so I'll just play one and we'll see who likes it, and then we'll come back and chat some more. So we're with Lutharo here on My Audio Face with Mr. K on CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. We'll be right back. That was Behemoth. I don't know if I'm going to try and pronounce this. Ora Pro Nobis Lucifer. My audio face with Mr. K, and we are in the house with Lutharo out of Hamilton.
Yeah.
Lutharo is playing this weekend coming up in Hamilton at the Corktown.
Yep.
The week after Battle of the Bands at the St. Hollywood, and then you're coming to Kitchener. February 16th? 17th. Oh, because it moved.
Yes.
It was the 16th. So everybody that was going, go the next night. So you're playing with The Profaner.
The Profaner.
Yeah, and
the
some Profaner, other bands or?
Other bands as well. Rippert, I believe.
Yes.
Is
also. Rippert, okay. Yes, they're, they've been featured on the show. They're pretty well known locally.
Lutharo was headlining too.
Yeah, right on. And have you seen, and that's at the Boathouse, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Have any of you been there?
Yeah, we played.
Three months ago. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's. I think that's
super cool place. Yeah.
That's how I think all shows should be, right? Like as far as the way it's set up, I really like that place. So we were chatting a bit before about how you got started. So I think we figured out the band started as Victor's sort of
experience.
All right. I was going to go with seed, but well, yeah, Victor's seed. Why didn't you call the band Victor's seed? I don't know.
I never thought about that.
I don't think about it either. It's not, don't misunderstand. You know, I didn't just plan this whole thing so that I could come out and say that. Oh, jeez. I did. Okay. And then you brought Chris on.
Yep.
And things kind of went from there.
Yeah. Went through a bunch of member changes, and then we got John.
Yeah.
And now we got Rusty.
Yeah. Awesome.
The Rusty. Oh, please. Let's not get it twisted here. We all know who the Beyonce of this Destiny's Child is.
The question becomes then, who's your Jay-Z?
Hey, John.
What's up?
Oh, dear.
Victor's definitely the Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, that wasn't... that was way too spontaneous. So what was the drive to Montreal like? Was it like 6 or 7 hours of this minus... John, you missed out on the fun in the van?
No.
Rusty did. Okay, so then it might have been... Was it calmer with Rusty not there as far as the banter?
Things in general are calmer when Rusty's not around.
Yeah.
Like, he's keeping his composure pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Like, you let him go, get a couple of beers in him, jeez.
You let the dog off the
leash.
Yeah. All sorts of general haberdashery happens.
Do share. And is there a particular one moment that comes to mind that...
No, just with enough booze in the equation and, you know, a penchant for stripping off my clothes at every possible opportunity, things
are shut down. There you go. And I'm just going to take a wild stab just at the parts of the body I can see. You're not lacking hair on the rest of your body?
Oh, no, sir.
So, there we go. So, Star Wars fans,
he shaves an R into his chest like Superman.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay. So, these are possible things we could expect on stage late at...
Anything is possible, you know. I mean, you got to come out and see for yourself, really.
There you go.
I'm not shy.
No, excellent. I'm quite curious. So now, you guys obviously you have. So how many original songs you got? Do you guys have a full set worth of original, or do you always play covers as well?
At the moment, we're all original.
Right on.
We're not doing any covers at the moment.
Yeah, cool. We haven't played a cover in forever. Now.
2 years.
Yeah.
That, oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's been happening is Victor here keeps farting out riffs.
Okay.
So we're like, well, let's write the song. And then we're like, maybe we should do a cover. And then he comes up with more riffs.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah. And you write together? Like, you'll come up with the riff, and then usually you guys write the song as a group?
Yeah, usually what winds up happening is that Victor, like I said, he farts out riffs, and then we catch them, and we're like, all right, this one smells good. And then we'll just kind of like, they just kind of come together, and then, you know, everybody throws their 2 cents in, and the next thing you know, we're like, oh, we got a song.
Now, do you end up writing your own lyrics, or is the lyrics all, like, also a communal thing?
I will either, like, it depends on the song. If I'm inspired at practice, I'll write them there sometimes, and I'll, like, stop and be like, no, okay, I gotta try this, and then I'll go and write the rest of them at home, sort of thing. But if I'm inspired in that moment, I'll do it right there.
Right on.
Yeah. What about the bass lines?
Well, I haven't written any bass lines yet, but... when the time comes, I feel like I can share some of my musical genius with.
No, there's like Rusty does the salt and pepper, which we call Rustyisms. So there's little things that he does on the bass.
Upside down playing.
Yeah.
I do season the riffs with.
Well seasoned.
That's a showbiz term for it, to add seasoning to.
Okay. Yeah.
I season things.
You see a little salt and pepper on the bass. Okay. Well,
of course.
Right on.
More pepper than anything. But I can be faulty.
Awesome. That's great. So, well, I don't have a question to follow that up with. Just tell me more. Yeah. So, faulty how?
Well, it all dates back to, you know, my time in the Ukraine. I would say, Papa, what is this four-stringed instrument? He said, Ruslan, my boy, that is a bass guitar. One day you will grow up to be a very mediocre bass player. And I like to think I haven't achieved that yet.
Well, you know, it's always good to have sort of, you know, a certain amount of self-confidence, so that's good.
That's where the salt comes from. But then the pepper comes out on stage. You know, I believe as the Yin Yang Twins would say, I do shake it like a salt shaker.
Did we ever mention that Rusty's humble? The humblest guy that we've ever met?
Oh, I'm humble as all heck.
Yeah. Well, I could tell what I like about you guys is there's not like a super quiet one in the bunch.
Yeah, he's not here.
Oh, there is. So Cody could be here. This would be exactly how it's going anyways. Okay.
I hope he is listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better be.
Hi, Cody.
Yeah.
Hi, Cody. Are you in Hamilton?
We have a bit of an inside joke from this weekend. So it was super fun going to Montreal with two bands, but also five of our friends from Hamilton came up as well. There was a little bit of alcohol involved, and one friend went missing for a little period of time. There was a little bit of anxiety that was going on. Everything turned out fine in the end, but so because of that, we have turned it into a bit of a joke, which it's humor. You got to find the humor in the situation, yeah. Right? So, I mean, I would expect the same if one of us got lost and then was found unharmed, that we would be the brunt of a joke.
Yeah.
So we're not naming names, of course. But,
no.
But it's nobody from this band was lost.
No.
So it might have been from another band.
Yeah. No, it was just random people. It was some friends of
ours. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's narrowed down to the other five non-band people. Yeah. That we don't know.
So at the end of the joke,
they know.
They're
very uncomfortable. We're gonna.
We went to Burger
right
King
now.
Afterwards to celebrate the victory that our friend was found, and I got one of the paper crowns. You know, the Burger King crowns.
Yes, yes.
We're yet to give it to
was
him.
Was this on St. Catherine Street, the Burger King,
which was closed?
St. Catherine Street was closed for traffic. No, we walked.
Well, the street was closed. Yeah. Burger King was open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Thank God.
That was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I actually celebrated a New Year's Eve in that very Burger King many a moon ago, and
did you get a crown?
Oh, they didn't have crowns back then.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think the king was even born yet. It was called Burger Royalty. They were still trying to figure it out, but...
Prince.
Burger Prince.
Had any of you ever been to Montreal ever?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the scene.
Yeah.
Tends to, at least when, even when I live there, bars closed at 1 here. They always closed at 3 there. Or last call was at 3. The bar didn't necessarily even close. So everything started a lot later, but I was never used to that. So to me, if it was time to go out, like by 9, I thought I should be somewhere. 8 would be better, but that's not how you do things, if you're cool. And especially New Year's Eve, you're supposed to like go out at like 5 to 12. So we end up at the Burger King waiting for it to be a decent hour to go out. And it turns out, I can share this tip, those cups, the pop cups, if you pour pure alcohol in them, the wax stuff melts away. And then it looks like an oil stain. You know, like if you get an oil stain from your burger or something, it does that to the cup, yeah. So just a tip, if you're going to do that, then you can't like hide it anymore because it's like it literally melted. The outside becomes like translucent. And
that's a good
tip.
So
just, FYI for all you kids out there at Burger King,
For all you kids drinking inside of Burger King.
Yes. You know, which really you probably shouldn't do,
But we don't condone that kind of behavior.
Yeah, but that would be,
Maybe Rusty does, but.
I condone all kinds of behavior.
So did you guys go out after your set?
No, we were pretty wiped. We had an Airbnb with Profaner and us, and so we just hung out. And
so that's like
pizzas.
A floating hotel. Is that how that works?
Yeah,
I don't know how. Yeah, okay.
It was a really nice old house, and with two treacherous sets of stairs to lug our gear up.
Mm.
Oh my God. Yeah. Super icy the whole time we were there too, so we're freaking a little bit.
Yeah,
we were
had
pretty,
a few
pretty
wipeouts.
Clumsy.
Yeah.
And the other, there was. Definitely some beverages drank that as well. I myself drank a 40 of that blue dry. Money, baby, it's money.
You don't get that at Zares. No, sir. Let's throw another tune on. I desperately want to get some Luthero played tonight, so I'm going to find it after this song on My Audio Face with Mr. K on Radio Waterloo 102.7 CKMS. Thank you. Go. That's Kirk and James trying to jump in on our party, but we were just chatting with the good folks from Lutharo, and my good friend Marius might be listening, but I was about to ask if you've introduced him to Tsvika. And how did it go? No? Oh, well.
It's
was that the moonshine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. The palinka, yeah.
He has it in a water bottle in his freezer, like a big water bottle.
Yeah.
At all of our parties and stuff, we all take shots of it. It's pretty nasty, but, you know.
But in a good way.
Yeah. It's like nail polish remover.
It's worse.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's, right on. Now, do you get some brought over? Do you have family?
When I went there last time, I just brought some in a water bottle.
Right on. Yeah, I think that's the right way to do it.
Well, yeah, it looks like water. Yeah. Unless you open it.
Some think that it's water bacon.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Don't put that in your burger.
Yeah. Yeah.
A friend of ours actually accidentally, it was in a water bottle, so if you're like, oh, I want some water, took a nice chunk of it, it was not water.
And it didn't go well?
No.
No.
It ended up on my arm, actually.
Oh, that's a waste. Eh? Although potentially that could be a good hair remover. Like yeah. it probably yeah, would, sure. you know, or get some You're third degree welcome. Burns.
Maybe for Rusty.
For Rusty, it might have just jumped back off. Eh? Said, ah, this looks like a lot of work. Yeah. Oh boy. Oh boy. All right. What's next?
Rusty, what's next?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put the spotlight on me.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Let's make this interesting. Why? Let's go.
Oh, he's looking at me.
John, what got you into playing music?
Oh dear.
That's a simple question to answer. A friend of mine, when I was very very young, brought from Poland. He went there for the summer. And then he came back with Master of Puppets and Ride the Lightning. And was like, oh, you should check this out. He didn't actually say it like that. That's just my interpretation of it.
Paraphrasing, yeah.
And so, yeah.
Good Polish, by the way.
Yeah, that's my Polish accent.
Yeah.
Yo, man. You should check this out. Those two albums. And that got me into metal and subsequently into wanting to play that type of music. Yeah.
Cool.
Victor?
Well, my parents always listened to like classic rock and stuff when I was a kid, and they insisted to put me in music school when I was mm-hmm. in Romania. So I played. I actually learned the cello and the piano when I was there. Played that for 4 years.
Right on.
And when I moved to Canada, I was like, I want to play guitar. It's wow. Cello's not for me. So. That's what I started doing.
Yeah, you auditioned for Apocalyptica, right?
Yeah. Oh, cello and metal is great. Monarch Woods, we were talking yeah. about. Monarch Woods is a local band, and they I think have a full time cellist.
It's same with Operas.
Yeah.
And it's a.
Have you ever heard of the band, the two guys? They're called Two Cellos.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know you could. Keep that sort of as a, you know,
keep it on thing, the back burner,
right? Yeah. Maybe the one song you're like, okay, bring that out.
Yeah.
No.
Totally.
Now, could you play? Could you sing to that, Krista? Like, if he was doing some crazy cello stuff, would you have something
sing
to?
Sing right now.
Yeah, you got to do it right now.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool.
It'd be interesting.
But Rusty, what got you into music?
I'm honestly just still shocked that Romania had schools and music. Oh, okay. I'm like still dumbfounded by that. Back in the Ukraine, I know, the Ukraine, here I am, big shot from the Ukraine. I used to play violin back in the Ukraine, and
I know. Was that a double neck violin?
It totally should have been too. For all you listeners at home, my instrument of choice in Profaner is a double neck, one neck of bass, one neck of guitar.
Mm.
So yes, a double neck violin will definitely be in the mind now. Mm. I play piano for a long time as well. I still kind of do.
Single neck.
Single neck piano,
yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Single neck
piano. All right.
Mm. One of those keytars, but like yeah. double keytars.
So, I know you probably get asked this all the time, but did you ever play the organ?
No.
No, okay.
Just the skin flute.
What's better than roses on your piano? Tulips on my organ.
So, where's that drummer?
I know, right? Yeah. Come on, Cody.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And then moving to Canada. Funny enough, moving to Canada, I didn't even listen to metal. I started off listening to hip-hop. Wu-Tang Clan got me into music in general.
Oh,
and then
okay.
from there on in, I just kind of picked up guitar and drums, and then bass just kind of came last when I... It was pretty much when I joined Profaner that I...
Because you were the default. It's
yeah.
just like, you play bass.
What, I know, right? What are the two sweetest words in the English language? Default!
Krista.
It's actually one word.
I've always been into music, like same with singing. Even when I was little, I have been singing since I was little. I'd put on like little shows at my house for like my parents and my family and stuff. But when it comes to metal, the first thing that got me into metal was Megadeth, actually. The first time I ever heard them, it was like mind-blowing to me. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Just been, singing and ever since.
Cool, yeah. That's cool, because I mean I love Megadeth. I wouldn't think of them though as like a vocalist's band. Not to disrespect Dave Mustaine's singing ability, but it's not like Megadeth isn't usually what you go, yeah, that's, you know, I like them because of the, you know, because the vocalist. I think we know what I'm saying. I'm not trying to diss the guy.
I think you're like a couple sentences away from an angry email from
him. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, no, he gets over stuff easily. Oh yeah, you know.
Like Metallica.
Oh yeah. Did you see the movie Some Kind of Monster? It's like, Dave, it's been a long time, and you've kind of done okay. It's not like that fifth Beatle guy who I can never remember his name. You never heard him coming and complaining. Like he didn't show up in some other band. Like he's not in, you know. So I don't know. What song though was? Do you remember which Megadeth song?
It was Sweating Bullets. Yeah, actually.
That's
meat. Yeah. Real.
Yep. And I was like, "What is this? It's so awesome!"
It is. That I think was that's Countdown to Extinction. I think that's the first album that I got into them again. Me going backwards on stuff. I actually saw them without knowing I saw them. Went to go see a band called, the headliner was Dio.
Nice.
And there was these two opening bands that I had never heard of called, I think it was Guns N' Roses and Megadeth. And I'm like, Megadeth? That's like such a dumb sounding name. Like how more cliche could you get?
Like spell death right.
Yeah. Right. Like not like Dio where it's like that's his name.
Right.
And that's him singing. So this I get this.
Right.
And so I don't know what they played. I don't know which album that was, maybe their first or second or third. I have no idea.
What year?
86? 85?
That would have been
87.
I don't
My business or
not my business. Chronology. I don't know.
It
would have been P Cells or Killing Is My Business. Yeah. It's pretty early on.
Which was, like, I love all those albums. So I saw that. I don't remember a thing about it. I remember Dio. I'm like, yeah, finally, I can listen to the three songs I know from this band that apparently I really like.
So you definitely enjoyed the vocals in Dio more.
Yeah. He's always.
Mega
Dio. Mega Dio. And, but then when Countdown came out, that whole album, but that was one of my favorite songs. So cool. That's cool. Let's hear some real singing now. So I'm gonna play Lutharo. I'm not gonna make you. I'm not gonna make you do anything. But I'm not even gonna ask. That would be awesome. But I'm not gonna put you on the spot like that. Once you guys play the battle, and if it goes well, you know, and whatnot, and you guys want to come back, and you know, we were talking about. Set places to play. I'd totally want to do something like that. That'd be cool. So in the meantime, let us listen to the song Black Scorpion. Do you want to tell us anything about the song? What's behind it?
Everyone
what's the
me.
Yes. What's behind this song, Krista?
It's just kind of your average I don't know, stick up for yourself metal song. I don't know. Yeah. It's very straightforward. I don't know why everyone like looks at me. We all like it, that. We were all contributed to that one.
Okay.
That one was.
We're gonna hear Black Scorpion from Lutharo.
Pick a color. Pick a reptile.
Here on My Audio Face with Mr. K on CKMS 102.7 FM. All right, there we go. That was Black Scorpion from Lutharo.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Krista, Rusty, Victor, John, and Cody.
Who's Cody?
Make up the band who are going to be playing this weekend at the Corktown. This weekend being the third, right? So that's Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? All Saturday.
Everything's Saturday. Oh, that makes it easy.
Saturday, it's all right.
And then February 10th. So, oh, three Saturdays in a row. You know, if I just kind of looked at it that way, it really would have gone a lot easier. So three Saturdays in a row of Lutharo. There you go. Two in Hamilton at the Corktown, and this ain't Hollywood as part of the Battle of the Bands. And then February 17th right here at the Boathouse in Kitchener. And that's going to be pretty cool. You've got a bunch of bands, of course, on each of those nights. Any final thoughts before we head out? So folks that want to kind of keep in touch with you guys, is Facebook the place to go? It's now, how do we make, do we have to make the special little O Trema sign to get the Facebook page? Or
pretty much all of our social media is at Lutharo Band.
Okay.
All of it.
Yeah. So it's most easy. Of it or all of it?
I would say
all of it. So the Facebook and Instagram,
Twitter,
Snapchat.
We do not have Snapchat.
We can get there. No, not necessarily. It depends who you talk to. I think Snapchat might be falling behind. I don't know.
Plus me with the band Snapchat would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
So many topless pictures of me.
Well, no, but there's filters, and I think
there's no filter for me, baby.
No, it does it for you. It's got a special, it's like a rusty button. You press it, and then whatever you try to expose, there's like rabbit ears that pop up. So, I don't know.
I'm less of a rabbit, I'm more of a bear.
You know, which that could have gone into a news story, but we shan't. Let's not.
Let's not say we did.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we got to keep something for next time.
Right.
So, yeah, we are at the top of the hour. So that's at Lutharo Band to follow you guys. Thanks so much once again for coming out. And also to get a hold of the show at My Audio Face, Facebook, Twitter. That's it.
That's it.
And email.
No Snapchat.
No. I do the email, though. So... if you're into the email, it's myaudioface@gmail.com. So, yeah.
Perfect. Ours is LutharoBand at
Hotmail.com. Ooh, Hotmail. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that makes sense. Hot, G.
I told you I'm a silent G.
There we go. So yours is just mail.com.
Oh.
Or no, bear mail. Mail. I don't know. There's so much we could do with that. But again, we only had 1 hour. That's unfortunate. We'll have to do this again. I really had a lot of fun. That tune was Black Scorpion, and we'll head out to the next show, and we'll talk to you guys on Friday at 12:30. And go check out Lutharo and Hamilton and Kitchener. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.